Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh!
Phillies and Marlins have agreed upon four players going to the Marlins, including Sanchez and Alfaro. Not only did they trade Sanchez and Alfaro and another prospect, they threw in another player.
Damn right. Who's
the other player?
We don't know yet. This is per Jim Bowden.
My guess would be they're looking at a guy like Jalen Ortiz, outfielder who's young, has a ton of raw potential. And I don't know if this, I could see the Phillies saying no on their number two prospect, who was their first pick last year, Alex Baum. But you could see Jalen Ortiz go, maybe Moniak, just because he did have a good second half of the year. I think the Phillies would want to keep him. So it looks like it's done. JT Realmuto coming to the Phillies for Sixto Sanchez, Jorge Alfaro, and two other prospects. All right, it makes the team better in theory for 2019. Yes, it does. But no, your team would have been better in theory if you would have traded Ryan Howard or Chase Utley or those prospects. The whole prospects or prospects thing works when the prospects suck. Doesn't work when the guys turn out to be stars.
Yeah, I think you would agree most prospects do turn out to suck.
The Phillies haven't been bitten by the prospect trade-off in a long time, right?
Yeah, it's rare.
And they made a lot of trades, too.
It's rare that anyone is. When you think about how many players are traded throughout the year, prospects trading deadline all season, how many teams actually regret moving those guys? Typically, the guys that become star players come up through the team that drafted them, their system. There are exceptions to every rule. There are exceptions out there. But when you think of the amount of movement that happens with prospects and teams actually being burned by it, it's well worth the risk. It just is. You just mentioned yourself. How many times have the Phillies been burned by trading a prospect, a top prospect?
Not often.
Better yet, give me the last 15 years. How many of their first-round prospects have even come up here and done anything?
I would have to go back and look at it, but prospects are prospects for a reason until they turn out to be prospects like the Phillies guys did in 2008. All I'm saying is that are you trying to build or are you just trying to buy? Because it's not often you can buy. Normally you have to build. In baseball, you build. You don't buy. They're not building. They're buying.
Well, we don't need, 8 homegrown players. I don't need that.
Okay.
I got Rhys Hoskins.
According to Jim Bowden, now of
Nola.
Now I guess he does the MLB Radio Network or the MLB Sirius Radio, and a former GM with a couple of different teams. He's reporting that Will Stewart going to the Marlins now.
Oh yeah, gonna miss that Will Stewart.
Well, he's kind of a high ceiling guy that kind of makes sense. He would be the third best prospect probably in the deal. We'll keep you updated, but your reaction, 888-729-9494. The Phillies certainly positioning themselves to go for it in 2019, Ike. They need a starting pitcher. They can do that at the trade deadline. They can try to do something. Maybe one of their young guys, Eflin, steps up and has a better year than he had at least in the last month of the season. 888-729-9494. The Phillies acquire an all-star catcher, according to reports that are out there right now. Your reaction, Chris in Nazareth. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Yo.
Hey, look. I understand you don't want to get rid of Sixto Sanchez, okay? And I don't understand about Alfaro because, quite honestly, I've seen what he can not do, and that was good enough for me. And Knapp, he's not even a major league player. Klentak did not do a good job this winter. There was all kinds of catchers available. They didn't have to be studs, but a guy that can play decent defensively and have a little bit of a bat. They were all over the place in the free agent and trading market. He did nothing. So if you want to say I'm mad about Sanchez being traded, Klentak is to blame because he sat on his hands and didn't. Anybody can go out and sign McCutchen and sign free agents. But if you're going out looking for a catcher, because you got to have a catcher, if you're Aaron Nola, and you're in the eighth inning.
They have one now.
You got a guy on third base, and you're afraid to throw a breaking pitch because your catcher can't block that ball. That's a problem.
Yeah, but don't you have to?
I got a problem with Matt Klentak not doing his job this winter.
Well, he did.
Mm-hmm. What did he do?
Well, he just got a catcher. You were saying that he needed to get a catcher. He did it.
If he had done his job instead of waiting to the last minute when there's nothing available.
No, okay? he was trying, Chris. He's been trying since the winter meetings to get Real Muto. That's who had circled. What do we got, Ben?
Well, the fourth player turns out is not a player. It looks like it's international bonus slot money.
So it's Will Stewart goes to, according to what's out there. Will Stewart he's a 21-year-old pitcher that was with the Blue Calls last year in single A Lakewood. 8-1. ERA at just over 6. He's a starting pitcher. And, yeah, I mean, he's not a huge strikeout guy, but pretty good strikeouts, and, you know, that's a good ERA.
So the trade, exactly, this per Jeff Passan, is JT Realmuto goes to the Phillies, 2 years left of team control, and going back are Jorge Alfaro, Sixto Sanchez, Will Stewart, and that international bonus slot.
So Sixto, Alfaro, and Stewart. Meh.
And I love the fact you got him for 2 years, and he's not making crazy money.
He's not. Maybe like $2-3 million this
year. Right? For an all-star catcher, $2-3 million? What?
888-729-9494.
Klentak's a genius.
I know people make out the whole Harper and Machado thing as the end-all be-all.
Maybe not.
We can get into this debate, yeah, whether or not it is, but look, like, they added Andrew McCutchen, Gene Segura, and now JT Realmuto. I'm not looking at this offseason as like, oh my God, it's a total fear if they're going to get Harper and Machado. They added three really good bats.
Realmuto,
great offseason.
By the way, is the, like, best friends with Bryce Harper.
See, there we go.
You think that had anything to do with it?
Yeah, you think I'm going to keep Sixto over that? And by the way, I was calling him Six Toes earlier today.
Maybe, well, like Al Fonseca?
Yeah, there's no S on him, and there's like Jeffries.
Yeah, no, it's Six Toe. No, it's no. Antonio Al Fonseca was Six Toes.
Oh, yeah?
Remember? Yeah, he had the webbed hand. He had the six and the, he had the six fingers and six toes.
Oh, damn.
He had that extra digit.
I should have made him a pretty good player.
I remember being in the clubhouse and looking at it.
Right, you got to look at it.
Catching myself feeling.
Right, yeah, you got to look at it.
He's going to notice that I'm staring at it. Seth in media. Seth, what's your reaction, man?
I was actually just going to say what you had just touched on. I remember last year Bryce Harper making a big stink down in Washington about trying to get Realmuto over there, and I think this could be a big draw for him to help maybe coerce him to come this way. And the other thing I wanted to say real quick is that I'm all in for what the move they're making right now. I think Realmuto is probably the biggest signing of the offseason so far, and I'm all for shipping those other guys out. I think Ike and everybody else is right on point that's been saying, you know, make it happen now. I don't know that they're making a big push for it now, but if you wait and wait and wait, what good are any of those prospects are going to fall apart in our system, and then they won't be worth anything to anybody else. I mean, these guys are available now. We got the money now. Go get them. And I think this is huge. I think this will help convince Harper to come this way.
Yeah, and last year, I don't think the Phillies do, regardless of prospect or not prospect, I don't think they give away or they trade Sixto last year. But when you have arm problems and you're essentially have a Pedro Martinez-type body where you're like 5'10", yeah, 5'11", and apparently, like, I'm sure Matt Breen got this information because the Phillies wanted it out there that he wasn't known for his conditioning. They were unhappy with his conditioning. Yeah. I mean, that tells you.
Well, I'll say this, man. I'm really bummed out they traded Bill Stewart. Really bummed out, man. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. Are you kidding me? Get him out of here.
Get that catcher
in here. You wait, man. He's going to be gunning people down at second base this year. Can't wait. Great show, guys.
All right, thank you. There he is, Seth. Yeah, Will Stewart. I mean, so we can actually combine the Malachi Richardson, Will Stewart, Sixto, and Jorge, pour it all out for everybody. You know what I mean? One day, Sixers got rid of Malachi after trading for him yesterday. So
I can't hear you, man.
Let's go to Stewart. Stewart in Warrington. Hi, Stewart.
Hey, how you doing? I'm on your side. Like Realmuto.
We'll get it right. We'll get it right sooner or later.
Yeah, I don't care. JT, the number one catcher in baseball.
He is.
You get a chance to get him. You know how thin the catcher position is? After you get past like Grandal, there's nobody. Posey's not even good anymore. There's no good catchers. I got tired of watching Alfaro, strike out and pop. Are you kidding me? You're using words like core. Who cares about core? I'm going to wait around for those guys when the number one catcher in baseball is going to be in our lineup now, getting hits. I mean, it's what's there to think about?
Well, nothing, because it's done.
See where you're.
Go ahead. What? I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue.
It's to me. I can't believe you guys, these other guys, don't think it's a good move.
Stuart, what I was saying was Rome wasn't built in a day. So if that means that you see what you have in 2019 and then you reevaluate next offseason and you try to make some trades, I mean, how are the Phillies built during their court? Did they just trade away all their prospects?
But JT is a guaranteed great player now.
No,
why would you want to take a risk on waiting to hope that Alfaro maybe is good when you get a bargain and a great player? Why would you do that? Who cares?
Well, I mean, honestly, Stuart, at this point, the trade isn't officially done, but it's almost officially done, being that everybody has it. You know, what they gave up, which is Sixto Sanchez and another pitcher, and then Alfaro, really isn't that much considering what you're getting back in return, right? They didn't give up one of the – I was talking about – I'm not trying to get too in the weeds with some of these prospects that most people know about, but they really didn't give up a Will Stewart's a nice prospect. He is, but he's also – he hasn't even played in Double-A yet. You know what I mean?
Well, John, you can answer this. I mean, if they get Harper, because you're a big baseball guy, they get Harper, that takes care of the offense. The offense is in golden shape. But now that they got rid of their top pitching prospect, how does their pitching staff look when you project it out a few years down the road when Arrieta's not here and it's just
they need a free agent pitcher.
Is one free agent going to be enough?
They need a trade. Well, I mean,
about stupid money.
If you have Nola and you have another starter and you have Arrieta as your three, and then you have Eflin and is it Velasquez or whoever it is. Like, listen, you got to get a more professional staff. You need at least one more pitcher. These young guys, it's all great developing young guys. Right. I've seen these guys have had some time to develop the last couple of years. This is the year they need to figure out whether they're big league starters, big league relievers, or AAA guys.
Well, here's the other thing.
At least a guy like Pivetta.
You know, they've shown studies that, you know, these young guys, when they've pitched, when they've had a season where they've been stretched out more than they have any other point in time, pitching more innings than they have at any point in their career. That following year, we don't know how these arms are going to bounce back this year.
Mm-hmm. No, you're
are they going to be ready to go?
You're right.
And they wore down in the second half of the season last year.
We'll tell you more about JT coming up here in a second. We'll give you the latest on the trade. Phillies acquiring catcher JT Realmuto from the Marlins in exchange for Jorge Alfaro and top prospects Sixto Sanchez and Will Stewart. Like, I know you were telling me, anybody but Will Stewart. You were practically in tears when you thought that could be the guy in your worst nightmare.
No, I have never even heard of him.
First, Shamit got traded, and then
now him I've heard of, man.
8887.
One follow up to that deal, by the way. Mike Muscala got moved again.
Where'd he go?
He is now a member of the Lakers.
Uh oh.
So they wanted Anthony Davis, and they got Mike Muscala.
Who needs AD?
Bron needed somebody sit next to him on the bench, Ike.
Oh man! Now you know who's coming.
Who?
Hoodie Mello.
Oh God.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.